Time for the rural news now with Sally Murphy in Otatahi. Kia ora.
Morena.
Now farmers are being told not to delay creating a COVID checklist.
Yeah, the industry group Beef and Lamb says a farming couple recently tested positive for COVID, and that should serve as a reminder to others to make sure they have plans in place. Industry groups have come together to create a COVID readiness checklist to ensure farms can continue to operate and stock can be properly cared for if someone or several members of staff contract the virus. Beef and Lamb Senior Advisor Will Halliday says this will also help the Ministry of Health decide whether it's safe to allow people to isolate on their farms.
We've already actually had a farming couple isolating at home. They've just been given the all clear, I understand, and so they've returned to work. But yeah, so the way things are working, it is more likely that farmers will be able to isolate on farm. I would like to stress, though, if you are fully vaccinated and have a plan to minimise transmission between yourselves and your staff and anybody else coming onto farm, then you are far more likely to be allowed to isolate on farm.
Will Halliday says the Delta outbreak is something that farmers right around the country should be thinking about.
We really don't know how it's going to play out at this point, but it certainly looks like it's no longer just that thing that's happening in Auckland, right? We know that it's happened to one of ours already, and the likelihood is that it's going to march its way down the country.
And the COVID-19 checklist can be found on farming groups' websites, and hard copies are also being distributed around rural supply stores.
Now, farmers in the Deep South getting into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, just under a month away, which is a bit scary. So Southland farmers are hoping to spread some Christmas cheer by creating sculptures such as hay bale reindeer and fertiliser tank Christmas trees on their farms. Thriving Southland, which represents 30 catchment groups, has launched a competition calling on its farmers to create a festive-themed sculpture. Spokeswoman Rachel Halder says despite starting only a couple of days ago, people are already getting involved.
It has been very exciting, and I didn't really know how many people had this inner child and this inner, you know, need to create things. And we're seeing some sort of extreme sculptures being developed as people go out and bale their hay and silage, and they've left, you know, a few bales in a pile ready to be turned into a masterpiece. So we look forward to seeing what people come up with. First person to do it was my fellow colleague, Sandra Campbell, who had her family out there the day after we announced the competition, and she was stacking up old fish fertiliser drums and turning them into this ginormous Christmas tree by her hay barn, and she was painting a Santa reindeer on her hay bale, so that was really cool to see that.
Ms Halder says the winner will get resources such as plants and vouchers for their catchment group. Farmers have until December 15th to enter their festive creation, with the winner being announced on the 20th. And that's the rural news for today.